The South African Revenue Service published the 2025-2030 plan to modernize VAT. Your e-filing setup needs to change before it does. The South African Revenue Service has published a formal 2025-2030 modernization plan. Not a policy discussion paper. Not a fintech vendor's marketing deck. A published roadmap that ends the current model, the one where you, or your accountant, logs into e-filing, manually captures invoice data, and submits a VAT 201 every 2 months. Under the new model, structured invoice data flows directly from business systems to the South African Revenue Service in real-time or near-real-time. The e-filing portal most SA small businesses use today is what this plan is designed to replace or fundamentally augment with automated data feeds. And if your accounting system can't talk directly to the South African Revenue Service in a structured data format, it won't be compliant. That's not speculation. That's the stated endpoint of the South African Revenue Service 2025-2030 plan. The opportunity. Most coverage of this plan frames it as a compliance burden. Upgrade or face consequences. That framing misses the actual value for a small business. If you're VAT registered and filing manually, you're running two separate compliance cycles every single month. Your VAT 201 every 2 month period. Your EMP 201 PAYE every month if you have staff. Each one requires collecting documents, reconciling figures, logging in, capturing data, reviewing, submitting. That's time you're spending, or your accountant is spending and billing you for. The long-term endpoint of the South African Revenue Service plan is fully automated tax assessments. Businesses running compatible accounting software will reach a point where compliance is a background process. The system does it. You review it. Done. Automating isn't really the question. It's timing, whether you do it now, on your own terms, with enough time to choose the right tool and bring your people up to speed, or whether you do it in 2028 under regulatory pressure with a hard deadline 3 weeks out. You've got until 2030 to make a deliberate choice. Use that runway. Note, research available at time of writing doesn't include a confirmed figure for hours per month SA SMBs currently spend on manual VAT 201 and EMP 201 compliance. If you have that number from a reliable source, it belongs here. How it works. The South African Revenue Service Modernization Plan creates three concrete things your business needs to address. First, upgrade to accounting software capable of real-time VAT validation. Your current system, even if it's software rather than a spreadsheet, may not be capable of the structured data output the South African Revenue Service will require. Cloud-based is not the same as the South African Revenue Service ready. That distinction matters when you're evaluating options. Second, ensure your system can produce structured invoice data in the format the South African Revenue Service will require. When the new system goes live, it will perform automated cross-checks on every transaction. Errors that currently slip through on manual e-filing submissions, mismatched VAT numbers, incorrect supply descriptions, rounding inconsistencies, will be flagged automatically. Data quality will matter in a way it never did before. Clean books from the start are worth more than a last-minute cleanup under pressure. Third, prepare for automated direct submission replacing manual e-filing. This is the end point. Manual e-filing as the primary submission channel will not remain the permanent state. Your accounting system needs to change with the infrastructure. Three SA tools that already meet these requirements today, ZeroZA automates VAT calculations, generates the South African Revenue Service compliant tax returns, and supports bank feeds from most major SA banks. Sage Business Cloud Accounting has added a dedicated DRC, domestic reverse charge, module for businesses dealing with valuable metals under the new VAT regulations. Sphere is an AI-driven platform that monitors VAT registration thresholds, calculates the 15% rate in real time, and files and pays returns automatically, replacing manual e-filing entirely for businesses that adopt it. Any software you choose must comply with POPIA. Accounting software handling SA tax data processes personal financial information, your clients' details, your staff's payroll records. POPIA compliance is not optional and belongs on your evaluation checklist. One thing research doesn't confirm, specific current pricing in South African rand for any of these tools. Go to each vendor's South African pricing page directly and verify what's current before making any decision. Case study, a Johannesburg services firm clears its monthly compliance backlog. This scenario is illustrative. It's based on the actual compliance structure SAVAT registered businesses operate under, but it doesn't describe a specific company. No case study with confirmed time or cost savings was available at the time of writing. A professional services firm in Johannesburg. 8 employees. VAT registered. The VAT registration threshold is widely cited as 1 rand million annual turnover. Verify the current figure at sars.gov.za or in the South African Revenue Service Tax Guide for small businesses before acting on it. Before, the owner's accountant handles all VAT and PAYE compliance. Every 2 months, the accountant emails asking for a full invoice run, bank statements, and any supplier invoices where VAT was claimed. The owner spends a day chasing documents from 2 staff members who handle client billing. The accountant manually captures everything into e-filing. The owner reviews a summary, approves, the accountant submits. The EMP201 runs on a separate cycle every month. The process works. But it requires the owner to be available, documents to be chased, and a specific window in the diary every time, because if the bank statements aren't reconciled, nothing moves forward. After, the firm moves to 0ZA. Bank feeds connect directly to the SA bank. Invoices are issued from the system. Supplier invoices are captured by staff as they arrive. The accountant accesses the same system, reviews the auto-calculated VAT position, checks for anything unusual, and approves the submission. The owner sees the VAT position in real time. The compliance cycle still exists. But the bottleneck, the document chase, the manual capture, is gone. The friction, the migration took 3 months, not 1. 2 staff members needed training before they'd use invoice capture consistently. For the first month, the accountant ran a manual reconciliation alongside the system because neither the owner nor the accountant fully trusted the bank feed yet. That's normal. Plan for it. Frequently asked questions. I'm a small business. Does the South African Revenue Services Modernization Plan actually affect me, or is it aimed at large companies? The 2025 to 2030 plan applies to VAT registered entities, not businesses above a certain size. If you're VAT registered, you're in scope. The VAT registration threshold is widely cited as 1 rand million annual turnover, but verify the current figure at sars.gov.za before making decisions based on it. The South African Revenue Service hasn't published a tiered rollout that excludes small businesses. Assume you're affected. My accountant handles all of this. Why would I need to change anything? Your accountant isn't going anywhere. But the infrastructure they use to do your compliance is changing. Whether data flows from your system to theirs, or they work directly in your accounting software, the underlying system needs to support real-time VAT validation and structured data submission. That's a software question, not an accountant question. Ask your accountant directly, will the tools they currently use for your VAT 201 be capable of direct submission to the South African Revenue Service under the new model? If they don't know, that's useful information. The 2030 deadline is years away. Why act now? Because software migrations don't happen in a week. You need to evaluate tools, move your historical data, connect bank feeds, train whoever captures your invoices, and run the new system in parallel with the old one long enough to trust it. That process realistically takes 3 to 6 months when it goes well. If you wait until the South African Revenue Service announces a hard deadline, or until your accountant tells you they're switching systems and you need to follow, you're doing all of that under time pressure. The runway exists. Using it isn't the cautious move. It's the rational one. The cooler take. The article frames the South African Revenue Service as the deadline setter. It won't be, not for most of you. If your revenue comes from B2B contracts, your biggest client will require structured invoice data before the South African Revenue Service does. Enterprise and mid-market SA businesses moving to real-time VAT validation don't give their suppliers a courtesy warning, they update the procurement portal and attach a compliance deadline. You won't get a 3-year runway from them. You'll get 6 months, a PDF of technical requirements, and a contact in the IT department who won't pick up the phone. That's where the real urgency sits. Not in a government roadmap. In your client's accounts payable team. The honest caveat, if you sell directly to consumers, the South African Revenue Service genuinely sets your clock and the 2030 runway is real. Next week, what POPIA compliance actually looks like when you move client and payroll data to the cloud, and why most SA businesses don't know what they've exposed until someone else finds it first.